The search for the things of above does not mean that Christians should ignore the obligations and tasks of this world, only that we must not lose ourselves to them, as if they had a definitive value. The call to the reality of heaven is an invitation to recognize the relativity of what is destined to pass, compared to those values that do not know the test of time. We must work, we must be committed, we must allow ourselves just rest, but with the serenity of one who knows that he is only a traveller on a journey toward the heavenly homeland. Speaking from the high altar of St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope said that this ultimate goal has now been reached by these late cardinals.
Peter sich Shirayanagi, Kahal Brenton Daly, Armongaita Ratzafindra Tandra, Thomas Pitlick, Paul Augustin Meyer, Luigi Pocci.
He said, "We affectionately remember them, giving thanks to God for the gifts he bestowed on the Church through these our brothers, who have preceded us in the sign of faith and now sleep the sleep of peace. Our gratitude becomes a prayer for their souls, that the Lord will welcome them into the bliss of paradise."
Questi venerati nostri fratelli amiamo ricordarli come pastori zelanti.
In his homily, Pope Benedict continued, "We love to remember these our venerable brothers as zealous pastors, animated by a deep faith, by a strong desire to comply to Jesus and adhere closely to his person." Pope Benedict concluded, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give life. God is not domineering, but love without measure. And we know that even the smallest force of love is greater than the maximum force for destruction, that it can transform the world. And because of this very faith, we all can have a trustworthy hope in that eternal life." I'm Emer McCarthy.